MLM Nation, episode 13.
Amateurs convince professionals sort, but what it boils down to, also professionals share their belief, you know, publicly, privately, any and everywhere they can, and the people that, again, believe what we believe are drawn to that flame, okay?
If you want to be successful, you just have to copy what MLM leaders do. Welcome to MLM Nation, presented by your host, Simon Chan. Where you'll learn strategies, secrets, and inspiring stories from today's top MLM income earners.
MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan, and I am fired up to bring our special guest today, Robert Arthur. Robert, are you ready to make it happen?
I am more than ready, Simon.
Robert has a unique background. He's been an endurance athlete. He was a national champion in ski archery and was a member of the U.S. ski archery team. He was a holistic massage therapist for over 18 years. And in terms of MLM, he comes from, you can say, good genetics, because his mom, which was one of his early mentors, was also one of the top leaders in her company and had won 5 cars. Robert himself has over 20 years of MLM experience and has earned over $2 million. Robert, I just shared a little bit about your background, but why don't you yourself share a little bit with our listeners how you came across this amazing profession?
Well, as we talked about in our pre-brief, Simon, I was introduced to this beautiful industry early on in my life. As you mentioned, my dear mother, who is one of my greatest mentors in my life, I saw her through this platform of direct sales / MLM. I just saw her ability to reach out there and exponentially touch so many more lives than she ever could in her previous job. So I just fell in love with this concept of uplifting other people to create our income.
How did you go from a massage therapist to network marketing?
Great question. Interestingly enough, Simon, the very first year of my massage school up in the beautiful state of Utah, one of my key instructors was using this great little nutritional product. And I asked her about it, began to use it, fell in love like all of us do with this great health supplement. And before I knew it, I was sharing it with my friends and patients and acquaintances.
That's awesome. So, Robert, let's get started, because I know all leaders are learners. What is one of your favorite success quotes that's motivated you?
Before I share the quote, guys, I said the first 2 or 3 words to Simon, and he says, got it. So you'll probably know this quote, but I love it. And it's whether you think you can or think you can't. You're right. By Mr. Henry Ford.
There you go. There's a classic. Well, you think you can or cannot or can't, you're right.
Amen, brother.
You know, Robert, you know, you've had over 20 years experience, and I'm sure not everything has been smooth. There's been rocky times. And most distributors, right? I mean, you're laughing about that. Most distributors, they don't realize that it's during our toughest times, or I say quote unquote failures, that we learn the most. And the key is to never quit, but to keep going. And you take the lessons you learn, and then you apply them. Can you share a little bit about your journey and take us back to the moment in time when it was really frustrating, really challenging for you, and the lessons you learned and what you did next?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked this question, because it is all about the journey and the process of what we go through that makes us who we are today. I would say one of the most challenging moments, and I've had many, obviously, was my second company. It took me 4 companies to find the home. It was 2.5 years in my second company. I had been with this company for 2.5 long years, and I had a few customers. And, I was sharing it, I was plugging into the mentors, but it just wasn't happening, Simon. And, I mentioned my mom earlier, and I came down, and I was at kind of a low point. Here I was an adult man, and I got to the point where I had to move in, the classic move in with my parents for a couple of months. And I came downstairs, I said, Mom, this just isn't working. She looked me right in the eye, because she was in love with my product. She said, son, Go ahead. I will keep using your product, and I'm going to keep, you know, I'm going to keep changing lives here. So you think about it, sleep on it. So sure enough, the very next day, I had a new, I was resolved to carry on, if you will. And that very same day, I was getting my oil changed at this, it was a small town in Louisiana, population 15,000. And the owner of the oil shop saw a little pamphlet in the car. It wasn't even me that introduced us. It was because I had a flyer in the car. She asked me about it. And long story short, we met. And I didn't know this, but it was a huge aha moment. We went through our presentation, and we were having a convention 2 months later, guys, in Canada. On her bucket list, she always wanted to go to Canada. I didn't even know. So I mistakenly found her, we call it the hot button in the business, her tied to her passion and her, you know, bucket list. And she signed up, and she, before we knew it, I went from like a week before that, we had like a home meeting, and we had three hot guests. One was my best friend, one was my mom, one was the neighbor. We went from that scenario to 6 months later, filling the hotel room with 285 people.
Wow.
And my business just took off 2.5 years into the business.
You know, MLM Nation, that's such an awesome story. I mean, there's two lessons, big lessons I see there. Number one is when you're down, you have to go talk to your upline or your mentor.
Uh-huh.
You know, don't keep it to yourself. And worse, don't tell your, you know, don't ever complain to your friends who don't join a business, right? You talk to your mom, she gave you that little inspiration. And then always be prepared. You never know what's going to happen. You know, always have a pamphlet brochure with you. If you like to use an iPad, you know, take the video and put it onto the iPad. You never know. Put it on offline mode. You never know who that prospect is. And that is such an amazing story. And it just shows that if you're there and you keep doing it consistently, Earl Nightingale had the saying, luck is when hard work meets opportunity. Mm-hmm. And you were just lucky in the right time, but you kept going. So thank you for sharing that, Robert. Now, take us back to another time when you had an aha moment. It was like a light bulb that went off and say, ha-ha, that's what you needed to do.
Yeah, it's interesting. And part of the aha moment coincides with the story I just shared, guys. Part of the aha moment is when I realized that I wasn't looking for everyone. Part of the aha moment was two things. Number one, I realized that I have a story about opening up the oysters to find the pearls. If I kept opening up oysters, I would find the pearls. But I also realized that in the big scheme of things, I realized that I was actually looking for the small group of people who believed what I believed, who wanted what I wanted, and who had similar values and, you know, ethics that I had. And when I truly realized that, my whole focus changed. And as you probably want to read my mind, Simon, when my focus changed, what happened? Those people began to show up that shared my values. They had the same vision. They were looking for growth and leadership. And the leaders began to just kind of show up.
Yeah. And prospecting is really like sorting. It's not convincing.
So true.
Right.
And once we get that we're not looking to convince anybody, you know, one of my favorite sayings is that amateurs convince professionals sort. But what it boils down to, also, professionals share their belief, you know, publicly, privately, any and everywhere they can. And the people that, again, believe what we believe are drawn to that flame. Okay. So that was several aha moments, Simon, but hope that helps.
That's very, very helpful. Very helpful. And you know, most people out there may not have that belief, but there's a lot of people who are, you know, maybe like 7 out of 10 may not be. They're happy with their jobs, and our job is not really convincing. But they are 3 out of 10, or even 1 out of 10. They are, and one of them could be the Robert author, could be the superstar, or like that girl that was at the gas station, and boom, then your business takes off. It's all about finding that one person.
Yeah, so true.
What about your proudest moment? Share a little bit about your proudest moment in network marketing.
I'll share two briefly, guys, if I may.
Sure.
My first one, very emotional moment, was when my dad, who's still alive and well, very healthy, and I'll share a snippet to that story. But when my dad, you see, with my mom, she was such an incredible lady and blessed so many lives. She wasn't the world's best steward of that money. So there was some implications tied to the car accident. It was some baggage, okay? And then, so when I got involved with this industry, my dad, every time we would talk, he would say, son, what about your taxes? Son, are you being smart about that? What about that? All these concerns and questions, there's some baggage around that. And reached a point maybe 3 years into this journey, and dad finally realized that, you know, we were making the right decisions. We had stayed the course and we were doing it, if you will, things right. And he sent me a card, and in the card, it expressed how proud he was of the man that I'd become, the leader that I'd became. And then I followed it up with a thank you card, and we were both kind of grown men, you know, crying on the phone. Here's a little addendum to that story, is that I just called my dad last week, Simon, and for those listening, and my dad has given me so much in my life. And I was able to say, Dad, for your birthday this month, I want to buy you a cruise. And we're taking my dad and his girlfriend and my wife and I on a 7-day cruise, and you know, for dad. It's a priceless gift to do that for our parents. And then the second thing is that it was about 3 years again into our journey with this company, and we were able to give back. We were part of a small group of leaders who made a major contribution to a beautiful charity called Child Help, which helps verbally, physically, and sexually abused children. And when I was on stage receiving that, I was proud of that because of the ability that we knew that when you receive something of worth, we're put here. And our Creator made us to give back. And when we do, you know, it amplifies everything in our life. So those are a couple of my many, but a couple of the top ones, Simon.
Thank you for sharing. I really love the story about the father, because it's not about the journey. You know, it's and I always talk about MLM success is not necessarily or the money you make. It's how you, because a lot of leaders, I know they make a lot, but they spend a lot, right? And it's great that you had a father there that's watching you, guiding you along the way. And then you being able to get that cruise, it's kind of like it comes full circle, that you have the lifestyle and you also be able to give something to your dad that's and have the time to enjoy that. That is something special.
And that's one of the most precious gifts, is the gift of our time.
Yeah, absolutely, the time. I mean, you know, you can make all the money in the world. I always say time is more important than health and time is more important sometimes than family, because you don't have health and you don't have time. You can't even spend time with your family, right? And that's what this business can give you.
So true.
Now, a couple quick questions as we go towards the second part of the show. What's one thing that excites you the most about network marketing right now?
Well, I touched on this earlier, is that there hasn't been a more exciting time, even in the history of our existence here on the planet, where we can more clearly share our vision, our belief, and our values, and then, you know, and share that with the world around us, actually globally. And so it ties into, you know, both things I'm excited about, because like you, we have a global business and we travel internationally, and the ability to impact lives right here in our backyard, right here in our city, right here in our state, and then across the planet. So, man, there hasn't been a more incredible time and opportunity to impact lives at this level, and to share this gift, the gift of creating freedom, the gift to create abundance, the gift to, you know, just become a better parent, a better papa, a better leader, a better communicator, you know, all the above. It's just such an exciting time.
Definitely, I agree. I mean, we're talking on Skype, right? Just think of 20 years ago, this would have been not possible, or it's the long distance phone bill would be much way higher. You know, by the way, we'll talk about how to get in touch with you. Robert, we'll put that in the show notes, your contact info. But Robert also on his Facebook page has very good trainings. I know you'd be posting stuff on simple iPhone videos up there, but a lot of good prospecting training on there. And again, that's something that even 20 years ago, you have to buy like a couple $1,000. You know, video camera, and how would you even deliver that to people? You have to actually make them to VHS tapes if people even know what they are and send them to people. And now, within a couple of minutes, you can get something out there and have an impact on the world.
True, true, Tom. Yeah, it's so much easier, as you said, to share that knowledge, you know, with people.
What was stopping you from getting started with network marketing?
Nothing. Well, I mean, you know, you heard my story, so yeah. I laugh about that. But, you know, I was kind of the exception, to be real, guys, because most of us know people have a little bit of filters typically. Although in my story, just to be transparent, I was introduced to that beautiful concept via my mom's journey. And then it was just a number of years before the timing was right and the opening occurred. And then I just stepped right into it. So that's not typical, but that was my journey.
But you brought up a great point. It's all about the timing. There's never a bad prospect, but it's just the wrong time for the right prospect.
You know? That's truth.
Yeah. If it's the right time, you get someone the right time. It could be any prospect. You got them the right time, you'll get them.
And Simon, they always say, you know, what is it over a 2-year period? There's a couple times, typically a couple times every year in any individual's life where they will be open to our product or service and or our business vehicle. So, you know, if we do our job and we drip feed and we follow up and we're genuinely interested in how their life is going and we build that relationship, show them, build the trust factor, show them that we're here for the long term, then a lot of your best people will come and join you. Could be 6 months, could be a year, could be 5 years later.
Absolutely. Well, Robert, what's one habit that's helped you become successful?
You know, one of the big ones, it goes back to my athletics. Just like you, you take such great care of yourself, Simon. Thanks for being an example for all of us, by the way. You know, it goes back to if you want to be fit, then you have to show up. You have to put the shoes on, get out the door, and go to the gym or put the walk in or the run in or whatever it looks like. So I would say one of the biggest, simplest, the essence of my success, and now my honey, I call her my honeybee. my honeybee and I, the essence of our success is the ability to consistently show up and do the activities that produce a result. And I we call it an IPA, income producing activity. And really at the heart of everything in all my companies, but definitely this venture we're in now, which is a legacy, is the ability to step up and connect with quality people on a daily basis. And that's really the heart of everything else we've accomplished.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing about that. It's all about consistency. Thank you for sharing and emphasizing that important point. Robert, what's the best piece of advice you ever got?
It's two words. One is an acronym. I'm sure you've heard it. Simon and I, we think alike and train alike. That's why I love Simon's work, is that the acronym is SINALOA, Safety in Numbers and Law of Averages. We covered that earlier. It's about sifting and sorting to find that 2% of people who are proactive. That was a big nugget for me. And I learned that one of my mentors was Big Al. I love Big Al, Tom Schreider. And then the other is along with the sorting and sifting, and these two mesh up really perfectly together, and that's one word, listen. Listening, guys, is probably one of the biggest skills to work on, your ability to be present, your ability to ask a question, and then work on removing yourself from the agenda and just be present and listen. And a lot of times when I ask the question, I'm listening. A lot of times I will ask the question back, is this what I heard you say? And I love Stephen Covey's ability, or quote, seek for one of his seven habits, seek first to understand, only then to be understood. Until we can truly listen and are aware of where somebody is and whether they even have a problem or challenge that we have a solution for, you know, we might not even have the best candidate or the best solution for them, but seek first to understand, then to be understood. So there are several little nuggets, and that was kind of a long answer for you, but they all kind of mesh together.
But that was such a great nugget, like repeating the question back, because most people don't do that. And if you do that to your next prospect, people would be shocked, because most people, when they say, no one's listening to them, right? Uh-huh. So when you repeat it back, say, oh my goodness, Robert's actually listening to me, immediately, then they like you, because most people, they want to be heard. And they finally found someone that's letting them talk and listen. So do that. That's a great tip there. Just ask the question. Another thing that, Robert, you did on your Facebook post, that training video, is like after you listen, you intentionally, that video, you paused. Right? And that's what I think most people are uncomfortable with. They're not comfortable with that pause, so they feel that they got to rush and say something else. But if you ask a question, just count to 1, 2, 3 seconds and let the person speak. Let them speak and listen to them before you reply.
So true, son.
What's a favorite prospecting tool do you have? Do you have something like a newsletter, or you use webinars or online videos? What do you like to use the most?
Yeah, I'd love to share with you a couple of my core tools. One of my favorite, I call it a classic. And whether I have to mail somebody this or handing it to them if I'm at their home or an event, it's a classic one. I'm sure you've heard it many times. It's one of the, I think it's the all-time best-selling one-hour training. And it's called Building Your Network Marketing Business by the granddaddy, the poopah of personal development, the incredible Jim Rohn. In case you haven't heard of Jim Rohn, listeners, I'm sure you probably heard of Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, etc. Jim was one of their original mentors. And this one-hour training, that's why I make a point to get it into the hands. It's one of my prerequisite or required listening for my mentees and quote, you know, new business partners. It's like me working with somebody for 8 weeks. That's how, or more, that's how much time Jim saves us. And I call it armoring our people. Sometimes in this industry, often enough, this big rosy picture is planted. And as leaders, I always take ownership of being responsible for armoring my people and preparing them for, you know, what to expect as they enter this whole new journey. So anyway, an audio, it's priceless, it's timeless. Jim Rohn, Building Your Network Marketing Business. And I love it. And I've heard it probably 50 times. And what's cool about some of these classic tools, I'm sure you agree, Simon, is that you hear it maybe on the first week of your journey, guys, and then you hear it again 3 months later, and you're at a whole different place. And so you take a whole different lesson from the same exact tool. And then once you hear it again 6 months later, or even a few weeks later, again, whole different lesson, because, you know, all of us are constantly growing, and we need different food for our ever-growing heart and mind. And if I may, Simon, a couple of my tools I use week in, week out, if I may share that.
Sure.
I have about two or three of them here. One is I love GoToMeeting. Most of us use webinars. That's one of the most reliable ones. I know there's several out there. That's one of the most reliable ones that it keeps working, okay? Day in, day out. Constant Contact. I use Constant Contact because you'll find one of the simplest tasks as you begin to build your exploding teams, guys, is you don't want to have a job of managing your list. So unsubscribing, subscribing, etc., Constant Contact or Eye Contact or Infusionsoft. I use Constant Contact because it has some beautiful templates and it's easy to use, etc. I think in my last two tools, I think any professional network marketer needs at least maybe this tool or something like it. I use freeconferencecalling.com. There's several out there. If you don't use that exact one, then I would suggest you contact your upline, your partners. At least find one that's reliable. You don't want to have this big, important call you're doing, and it's because you've chosen a very unreliable service, it all crashes on you. So that's one that I use. And the last one is the one I've used for over 8 or 9 years now, and it's one of the best tools I think any networker needs, because how many calls have you been on with Simon or your upline or whoever it is, and you would love to listen to it again? It's called Audio Acrobat, and there's other tools like it, but it's a service, a little software, I think it's $10 a month, and it enables you very simply and easily, it takes like 30 seconds, to pause and start it, and then you can record any of your calls that you're on or you're engaging in, and then you can post it or revisit it yourself. So those are a few tools that I use pretty much day in, day out, Simon.
Robert, thank you for sharing. I was going to ask you one tool, and you just dropped all these nuggets here, 4 or 5 tools. And MLM Nation, go to MLMNation.net and just type in Robert Arthur in the search bar, and all those great tools that Robert talked about will be listed on the show page. I want to get back to the Jim Rohn, because I was like smiling and laughing when you said that you have to listen to every 3 months and every 6 months. And because I remember I've been there where I listened to 6 months ago, and I'm like, no way, that he didn't say that before. I never remember he said that. You know, it was like chapters and parts of that, because sometimes it just doesn't go into your subconscious mind. Like, I never heard that before. That just must be a different disc. But it just shows you how you've grown. And that's such a great audio for building belief. And it's actually been a couple of years since I listened to it. But when I first started, I used to listen to it all the time. And I still have it ingrained in me. You know, profits are better than wages, right? And profits are better than wages. And I'm working full-time on my living, but part-time on my fortune.
I love that one.
And years later, it's still in there. So, again, definitely go to the show page, show notes, and all these links will be there. Do you have one book you could recommend to ML Nation?
That's a tough question because I have so many. But if I had to choose one, I would say The Slight Edge. It's a classic. And it's a classic because, first of all, the author, guys, is Olson. Jeff Olson. Olson. A tremendous icon in our industry. But the book is timeless, and I say Slight Edge because I was thinking to myself, what book in my library is the most dog-eared, falling apart, highlighted, and that I've been sitting in front of a small group or a big group, and I've quoted from the most, and that's how I came up with this answer. And the Slight Edge, it teaches so many timeless principles, but one of the principles, it talks about this big, huge gristmill, remember the old classic gristmills, guys, and the stone may weigh 2,000 pounds. Picture this huge stone wheel, okay? And it takes a tremendous amount of effort to get the big, huge stone wheel moving, and that's what our business is like. Mm-hmm. And the biggest effort, the most energy is getting the momentum, getting this wheel moving. And once it begins to move, you got to still apply the pressure. And then before you know it, it has this momentum, and it just requires a slight, you know, nudge to keep this big, huge wheel continuing to move and move, and it keeps gathering momentum. So that's one of so many. Jeff is a master of what I call painting word pictures. He's also a wordsmith. I could go on, but that's one book of many, but that's one that stands out, The Slight Edge.
Yeah, that was actually one of my all-time favorites too. Thank you for sharing that. And ML Nation, I know you love audio because you listen to this podcast. So if you haven't already, you can get an amazing free audiobook like The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson for free at mlnationbook.com. That's mlnationbook.com. So Robert, here's the last question. Before we go to the million-dollar question, if you're an ambitious distributor who's ready to take your business to the next level, go become an MLM Nation Insider. Just go to MLMNationInsider.com and you can join a select group of distributors who meet every week to discuss what's working in the MLM profession. As an insider, you'll also get a weekly live MLM training that you can participate on a webinar or through the phone. Online access to an entire archive training library. Admission into a private Facebook group where you can network with other motivated and successful distributors from all around the world. The opportunity to ask questions to one of the top MLM trainers. And you also receive a monthly newsletter with the latest tips and online marketing strategies mailed directly to your door. Interested? Simply go to MLMNationInsider.com to learn more. Now let's get back to the show and to the million-dollar question. Imagine you were to start all over again and you knew no one, but you had all your current knowledge and skills and wisdom. What is the first thing you would do to find prospects and build an MLM business from scratch?
Great question. And we could spend a whole call on that. But if I were to sum that up for the listeners, I would say I would focus on finding people of influence, or what I call mavens, people that are drawn and they're motivated to share what they find in life. It's people of influence, people that already have a following. It could be your local lady who owns this, the biggest spa in your town, and she's had that spa for 30 years, and she's been the psychologist, counselor, and referral source for the whole town. It could be your young lady, or maybe the mature lady at the Rotary Club, who's in all four clubs, the Kiwanis, the Lions, and Rotary and Chamber, and she just loves helping people and spreading good news. It could be the realtor in town who has a passion for helping people and family find a home. And I would sit down with these people and I would, you know, share my beliefs, and I would hear their beliefs first. Remember, that's when you're sitting with anybody, you always, always, always listen and connect with them first and foremost. And only then do you share what you're all about. And I would share that. See, if there's a connection, then I may have my new partner right there. If not, I would say, who do you know? Who? And then shares my beliefs, looking for what I have. So to sum it up, I would say I would really focus on locating people of influence and hear their beliefs, share my beliefs, and either have a partner or you know, go down the magical referral path. So
awesome. As we wrap up, do you have any last words or advice? And then what's the best way our listeners can connect with you, Robert?
Thanks, Simon. My word of advice is, I guess to sum this up, is to really embrace the journey of growth, embrace the process. And the biggest thing that I had to work on, two major things in my life, and if I could save you time and cut to the chase, number one, I had to work on my money blueprint. I thought, I come from the healing arts, and sometimes individuals in that journey think that money is below them or whatever. I had to really work on the fact that I could be spiritual and I could keep my ego in check and be a strong, this is my faith, Christian man, and I could still have wealth in my life because I could be a good steward. So I really had to work on my money blueprint. So if you have any baggage whatsoever around money and wealth, then work on it. Simon can give you wonderful resources of how to do that. And so work on that. And the other part for me was to, you know, work on myself first and foremost, because of all the leaders you see praying across stage or whatever it is, they have worked on themselves a whole lot. So continue to work on thyself first and the rest will follow. As far as how to find me and love to visit with you, along with Simon, my blog is Robert W. Arthur, ARTHUR, or you go to facebook.com/Robert Mentoring. And those are probably the two couple of the best ways to reach out. Simon, I appreciate your heart. I love how authentic you are. And it's very clear to the listeners and myself that you truly are a servant leader because you have a burning desire to give back. Thanks for being an example.
Oh, you're welcome, Robert. I know we have a lot of similar faith and also values. Most important, that's why, even though we never really talk that much, we feel a connection because of the similar values. So ML Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today you've been hanging out with Robert Arthur. So keep up the momentum and go to mlmnation.net and type in Robert Arthur at the search bar, and all the show notes and Robert's contact information will pop right up. Robert, thank you for sharing your journey with MLM Nation today. In order to be successful in MLM, you must help others. So Robert, thank you again for setting such a great example. We're grateful to you and we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide.
Thanks so much, Simon. Take care. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for joining ML Nation today. If you liked what you learned from Robert, let him know. I really found his story so motivating, especially what he shared about his mom. And how cool is that to have two generations of successful network marketing distributors, people in direct selling? That's really motivating. And I know those with kids, I'm sure that's a goal you love to have, right? Have your kids continue that legacy of being an entrepreneur, wanting to achieve more in life, and also being part of this amazing profession. If you liked what Robert shared, please go to mlmnation.net and search for Robert. Robert Arthur, his show notes will pop right up. If you go to the bottom, and you can find his contact information and thank him and communicate with him. Also, be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes. That's the best way you keep these trainings coming to your phone automatically, or your iPad or computer, whatever device you're listening to this on. And also, if you want to help others and make an impact, please tell your friends about the show, share it on social media, so that you can also have a positive impact on someone's life simply by sharing this training. Last thing before we go, please leave an honest review for MLM Nation podcast on iTunes. Ratings and reviews are extremely important. Let me know what you liked or don't like about the show, because I read every one of them, and it just inspires me to get your feedback and also motivates me to keep going out there and get more guests and more of these trainings for you. So please go to iTunes and leave a review. That's our show for today. Thanks again for being part of MLM Nation, and I'll see you on the next show.
Thank you so much for joining us today on MLM Nation. Head over to MLMNation.net for full recaps of every show, our training articles, and helpful resources. Your MLM success is waiting for you. So prepare to take off.